Oh. Bingo. Great.
He's ready. The microwave's done.
What does seven poopy mean?
Screw you. You knew what that meant.
Was it just seven?
Seven turdy.
Oh, no. I didn't know what it meant. I assumed it was 7:30. I did assume because that's what time we typically do it.
Seven poopy.
Seven poopy.
That's such a stupid thing to say. We podcast at 7:30. Everybody knows
seven it. Poopy question mark. I was like, excuse me.
Sure. You gave a thumbs up. Did you question it?
Well, honestly, my daughter was just going nuts until.
What is she doing?
Seven poopy.
That's the woman's job. That's the wife. That's the job of the wife.
I even dipped a little early. I said, "You mind if I go?"
Mind if I dip? What I told
her. She said, "Really?
Oh, really?"
I went, please.
Well, tell her to hurry up and fix it because we need her to check our audio.
No, true.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. It's good, but.
It's got to be good.
Yeah. I saw Taylor at Ike Williams today at a little meeting.
What we need to do, move the pod to the office.
Then we. Can... I asked Dad to rent out one of those rooms, and he said no. Oh, not rent out.
I got an idea. I think what we do is we need a blog anyway. So I've been thinking about starting a
blog.
Not for us, for work.
Okay, cool.
So I think Chisholm Mill could use a pod where we talk to different people in the industry.
Do you think and that we could should be the blog. Heads of it?
And
it,
yeah, we can do another pod.
Bet.
Where it's called Night Crew is what I came up with so far.
Yeah.
The Night Crew.
The Night Crew.
Yeah, don't even think that's good.
Yeah, I mean, like they definitely need our help.
Huh?
They definitely need our help, and we could also work it into...
No, this would just be our thing, and then we interview different people. I think, anyways...
We could work it into office hours. Be like, you want to be on a podcast for an hour during your office day?
Lunch.
Everyone would want to do that.
A month, and then another time, we can still keep movie night going just a little more seldomly.
Seldom?
Oh, yeah, man. Like once a month on that too.
Once a month,
you know you're gonna be.
How many people do you expect to reach once a month?
I just don't think we're reaching that many anyway.
Really, because every one of our downloads, we have had downloads from every point of the country, everywhere,
the world,
Germany, Turkey. They're all tuning in.
Well, I haven't heard too much from them.
No profits.
Yeah.
No profits. Well, you haven't been to Germany yet. They would stop you on the streets.
How many years
pounding cookies right
would
now?
You do? How many years would you keep going at the rate that it's going?
Five. Well, then do something about it. I'm doing my part for sure. But you got to do your part.
But what am I not doing?
Market.
No, you were supposed
to marketing
do,
king.
You were supposed to do 2 TikToks per episode. There are none.
I've posted TikToks to no avail.
You have to post a zillion.
You don't even post them to Instagram.
Every time the episode's over, it takes me like an hour to get it up.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
What have you done?
Takes me broken 2.5 seconds episode? To get it up. You're talking about an hour. You're not even 30 yet.
Wow, that's funny.
You're approaching 30, though.
This year. Cole turned 30 today.
Jesus.
Happy birthday, Cole.
Anyways, I got a poster of
that looks good. So does the rug.
Richard Nixon, similar to my yellow shirt. If you've been around long enough, you've probably seen it in me. Never put it in me. Seen it on me about every other day. Mom probably hates it. But just like the greatest president of my generation says, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
I really thought you were going to click the button.
Mr. Shit. That would be a good time.
Yeah.
John's diabetes. John just had an Amber Alert for his diabetes. No,
got
we're fine.
To keep on watching it. That we do,
that
folks.
We do.
Man, my eyes got about this big around, and I was like,
I do.
I was like, don't yell at me.
That was the last alarm of all time.
Yeah, shit, that was funny. Your rug looks really good in the front. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Perry's rug. It's a little too wide for that area, but it's
just
fine.
A smidge.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I had this question because we were talking about it. Dad's balding. Andrew's bald. Matt's been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the question: would you rather your sons be bald or you?
I'll take the bullet.
Really?
Yeah, easy.
Oh, you also have a child, so
I think I would look good bald. Relatively, I have a good head. My kids could have pinheads and not look good bald. I think I could pull it off.
I'm going to raise my kids strong.
What,
they're going to be strong-willed. They're going to be confident. They're not going to have to worry about being bald. So I'm going to hand it off to my sons.
You just said they're not going to have to worry about being bald.
They're not going to worry about it. They're going to be bald.
Your hair is a freaking mop. But, I mean, you might be better off if you just didn't have to worry about it.
They're going to be bald. I've seen my license, and I don't want to reciprocate that fact. Plus, I got scars all over my head from dealing with John since I was...
Oh, my God. You're such a pussy all the time. Always like, remember when you used to beat me up
the battle wounds.
When we were 12?
When we were 12?
Yeah. Dang, man. All you do is remember shit.
Yeah, that's how memory works, dog.
But I didn't ask you to remember getting beat up.
Anyways, we're doing House of the Dragons season finale.
Balls.
Do you want to do a rating?
For the whole season, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
One, two, three,
7.9. Whoa.
Oh, I could have done 7.6. So
okay. No, you can
let's
say
round
four.
Up. Let's round up instead of down. So 7.9.
No,
7.
I like your 7.4.
So
when we get average.
7.6.
Okay.
I'm fine with the 7.6.
Yeah, that's nice.
What my original vote was. But you were saying, like, the more I watched it, the more pissed off I got.
I mean,
so I figured you were going to be
like... I think it's
a
pretty good show.
It's damn... It's shit.
Yeah,
I mean, episode 7 was cool, like the bastards got their dragons, but everything is just leading up to something that I don't even know what they're leading up to, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I think it's balls. I mean, it's I still like it, but I certainly won't be holding my breath for the next season like any other shows.
Also, you know what I would say about television shows that drop a new season? Don't give me a heads up 2 months before. Like, give me a 2 week heads up. Like, if they're like, hey.
Oh, dude, 2 months is fine. They give you like
a year.
A year
something.
Heads up.
Like,
yeah,
the second that it happens, you're like, why the hell why do I care right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I want. A 2 months would be pretty good. It's like, oh, that's cool. House of Dragons starts 2 months.
Also, if you're one of those groups of people, Invincible included, and there's a couple of people that are doing this, if you only have half a season to drop, don't. F and talk about it. Get
you
your whole
have
season
the right.
No, get your whole season out, and then drop a full season. Because nobody wants to do this part like part one, part two, six episodes. Because it doesn't even feel like you're watching TV, bro.
Invincible is the laziest shit I've ever heard of.
Oh man, and it's an animated show.
I hate the way they bitch about.
Oh,
how hard
and
it
like
is.
There was a scene in Invincible where they did like
you guys don't understand. It's so
the thing
hard.
We do with the. We'll put the back of the heads on it so that we can... It looks like this person's talking without actually having the anime.
Yeah, rubbing our own face
the
in
audacity.
It. We even take these shortcuts if you didn't know. Go ask yourself.
The audacity of doing that when you can't even drop a full season at the same time.
That show
you
is
losers.
So good, in my opinion. I think it's a great show.
Oh, Invincible's great.
But it looks like it is just at the foundation of what it's going to turn into. Like,
yeah.
Not next season. Mark's going to be, like, available to save the world, you know?
Yeah.
He's way less strong than his dad. It's probably got, like, just...
Mark is the strongest of all those groups of people, though.
Viltrumite.
Because he has the human rage. Because
it's going to be a disaster.
Jeez Louise, you're going to be a mess. Are you okay?
I think so. Oh, man.
I'm fine with John having diabetes. I just wish you would shut the hell up about it.
Yeah.
What is that, Amber Alert for diabetes?
Urgent low sound.
911.
Alert.
Pink pancreas on the run. Stolen from John Knight.
Diggins. Which one is making the sound? Anyways, point being, if they drop a new season of Invincible every 2-3 years, it feels like it's gonna, that it could go on until
eternity. Do you mean like the comic books of Invincible, or?
Yeah, they need to find a way
100 chapters high.
Pop those suckers out.
Yeah, they really
gonna
do
that.
It's animation. So the reason Invincible is better than The Boys is because nobody really wants to see that in human form.
No.
It's equally as gory, but The Boys makes it oof. The Boys
is
starting
to
like
dicks and stuff either.
There's no dicks. I don't know what's up. That's Amazon, right?
Yeah.
What's up with Amazon?
And all the dicks.
Can't show tits. Shows all the dicks.
What do they show tits in?
Can't show tits.
Oh, what do they show? They show a lot more dicks too?
I mean, I didn't count them off, but at least freaking The Boys, that one guy.
I didn't watch this season. I don't know that I ever will.
Really?
I'm just kind of like, oh, this is too much.
Should I watch the Lord of the Rings show?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Season 2 is going to slap. Okay. It's about to come out, too. It's going to be much better than House of the Dragon.
You want to pot it?
House of the Dragon, these nuts all over the place.
Yeah.
Maybe at... Yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, so... Been into my personal life. We got that contract under Ike Williams, and I was going to talk to Dad. I got a contract on a house I was building. And Dad is just... It's impossible for Dad to, like... If I went into Dad's office, we hung out for a second. He was on the phone. He was like, you know how you have stalls in these meeting calls?
Yeah.
It's impossible for Dad to, like, be like, oh, hey, good job, without being, like, looking at me. Because he saw my dirty little goatee.
he said,
hey, man, congratulations on Ike Williams. I said, thanks, appreciate it. And then I leaned down on his desk to pick something up just enough for him to see the
glisten,
the curly blondes. And he did that made the nastiest face. I said, you piece of shit, dude, we were so close.
You like my hat?
Yeah.
I just got this one out of Bully's.
Oh, really? Oh,
Atlanta
I figured
Knights.
Like Dad bought it or something. Atlanta Knights, that's a sick hat.
It was in Matt's room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so the season finale, we can go through the episodes, but I really do not want to.
No, I don't want to go through the episodes. You got a plot summary?
Episode 6. Oh, yeah, let's do plot summary first.
Okay. Plot summary. House of the Dragon Season 2 is one big blue ball. A lot of talking, not much action. Sure, there are some dragon titty bopping here and there, but contrary to the showrunner's belief, they can't dragging us to death until we are beaten to submission that somehow this show competes with Game of Thrones. Rhaenyra hides away in a castle. Daemon is cursed with evil visions inside another. The young black girl runs up a mountain all season in search of a dragon. Aemon goes goblin. Alicent bitches. Aegon moans.
The young black girl, literally, it's like the dragon sound. It's like... And then, like, she runs over a hill to try and see it, and then it's like, not there.
Not that hill.
Then she grabs some water from a river. Meanwhile, Daemon's tripping balls over there.
Daemon's the worst.
He's the best character, and they ruined him with frickin' acid. All right, here's my plot summary. Well, if you thought House of the Dragon Season 1 was leading into greater things, wait till you see Season 2. The whole season is set up around the dragon power each side has. Regardless of if you see this power or not. The threatening of using a dragon overweighs the use of said dragons. At this point, I just want to know what the Starks and Baratheons are doing, because I'm sure it's a lot more fun than the constant debates and discussions of war.
Yeah.
All they do is talk about war. We've had 2 seasons. Listen, so here's what I think is happening. I think they are trying to make a 3-season series into a 5-season series or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're really trying to draw it out. So we're just getting freaking BF'd
mm-hmm.
in the A.
I agree.
Yeah, and I'm absolutely tired of it.
Yeah, I'm tired of getting BF'd in the A.
I don't want to get BF'd in the A.
Just freaking wrap it up. This show
drop me
been
a full season.
Yeah,
don't do this lead up.
Do one if you're more gonna good make, season.
If you're gonna make one great episode, so there was 8 episodes in this season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Episode 7 was phenomenal. It was
which
cool.
One?
They got the dragons. All the
bastards.
All the bastards got the dragons. That was cool. That was sick. End it there. You could have done what you did with season 2.
Why did they even have another episode?
Screw it.
For season finale. The season finale was...
You guys should be embarrassed that you can't make 10 episodes at this point.
If they didn't have the season finale, you rated this a 7.4. If the season finale didn't exist...
I like a 7.8.
Yeah, yeah. I think it
might
have
hit 8. If it would have ended on a high note, I mean, what the hell are we doing? All they did was like the end scene with like the intense music. It was only people going to war.
Yeah.
There was no war.
Yeah.
And then there, I'm sitting there watching episode 8, and I'm like, that woman's voice is way too deep.
Which one?
So I Google searched it. Tranny.
Ah, makes sense.
Yeah, and I was wondering why their fight was so even.
She was so deep voice.
It was a transgender woman versus
fair
born male.
You can't even beat a woman. Yeah, no shit.
Hell, let me fight one.
Yeah, yeah. Her voice was really deep. I'm glad you did the research.
Yeah, the second I said,
I'd like to say
up.
For the record, I certainly didn't think that person was hot.
Not once. Didn't even think about it one time.
Didn't consider that person attractive.
I said, hold on. That girl's voice is deeper than mine. And that's fine. There's some girls out there
who are actually girls who have a deep voice.
Some true bloods. They're all girls.
Whoa, not me. Not for me.
Okay. Hey, I didn't know what direction we were taking this.
Nah, I'm taking a stand.
Yeah, whatever. We don't get a lot of views anyways. Not a girl.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Once we do go popular. One of these days you'll run for like politics, you'll just flip a switch and be like, you know what, I think I could go, and then this pops
you
back
think
up.
Politics are in my future.
Maybe.
No.
You would make a great city commissioner.
Today Caesar told me I had the face of a lawyer. This dude keeps telling me I have the face of people.
What's the face of a lawyer? A little dork.
Conniving.
A little conniver.
Conniving, tedious little bitch. That's what Caesar thinks of me. Today, so we're having this meeting. And Caesar, so for people that don't know who Caesar is, Caesar's like our favorite Hispanic person that's ever lived. We've worked with a lot of Hispanics in our trade, but Caesar is the best.
He tops them all.
Yeah. And Caesar's also bilingual, which is a beast guy to have on your side in this industry. Because I'll be like, Caesar, tell them this. And Caesar will go over there and tell
them. I heard you on the phone. In fact, today you were like, tell him I told him that.
Yeah, I said, because they were like, hey, we don't have any power.
And you said,
at the
I
house.
Told you
and
it was
I said,
on generators.
I told y'all 6 days ago to get generators and plan accordingly.
Yeah.
Caesar, tell them that. And then Caesar will go over and be like, yo, the white guy's pissed off. He told y'all August 1st about these generators. Why don't y'all have them? But they figured it out. But anyway, so we had this meeting at Ike Williams. We had this meeting at this new house we're building with potential buyers, whatever. And so I'm going through the stuff. I'm talking to him. I'm leading the meeting as the leader that I am. And there's a little lull in the conversation. And the lady turns to Caesar and says, so are you the framer?
Did you laugh?
No. Not there. But Caesar was bitching about that the whole Caesar was bitching about that the whole entire day. Said, tell me I'm a framer.
What's so bad about that?
I said, hey, dude, relax. I'd like to be a framer. Framers are cool.
Maybe she thought a framer needed to be there for the living room thing. Or a dining room.
Yeah, I think I tried to explain it to Caesar like that, but he is an angry Mexican.
Jose the Framer is one of my all-time favorite Mexicans, too.
Oh, I like Jose.
He's top tier. In fact, if we were doing a draft, I might have taken him.
Draft of Mexicans? Favorite Mexicans? I'd have to put Pepe high on my list.
Oh, Pepe is high up.
Pepe is high on my list, and he also calls me lazy every time we talk.
I like the
other day. The other day, I sent Pepe a text, and I was like, "Yo, dude, this and this is happening. If everything works out, you can do this on specific date." Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. And he said, "See lazy, si, see lazy." And I said, "I said I see lazy, see every time I look at you." Yeah, but me and Pepe got this freaking, we got a beef going. We're boys. I live for Pepe, but he also calls me lazy and drives me nuts. I mean, I can't even talk about Jesus because Dana calls him Jesus.
Yeah, Dana always calls him Jesus.
Yeah.
But do you ever deal with him?
I text him.
How's that go?
Fine.
He's not the best texter, which is really weird because he knows really good English when you're talking to him.
Yeah.
But back, especially, he's gotten better, but he used to text you. Me and Wad, you always used to laugh about this. Every time he would text you, he would say good morning, no matter the time of day.
Yeah.
No matter how many texts you've exchanged.
Well, shit, they all got their little, Caesar calls me by my name every time he talks to me. And he also adds an S to the end of my name sometimes when it doesn't. He'll just be like, "Oh, isn't that right, Zax?" I'm like, "Oh, where's the other Zach? I know a bunch of Zach Knights, but I don't see any of them over here."
Like, today, I could tell, Caitlin was talking to Jesus and Dana, and I was on this text, and I could tell they were having a little trouble with the understanding. It's just so weird, because he talks fine.
Yeah, send him to Caesar.
So I just translated, "Cuánto dinero te debemos?"
And how much money does it take to
get you to shut?
It's a, how I've much trying money, to learn Spanish with Caesar.
How much money? Well, I knew cuánto dinero.
Me and Caesar will listen. Yeah,
that is how much money do we owe you? And he said, "No estoy seguro." And then he said, "I do back not in want English. A cigarette." He said, "The truth is, I'm not sure."
Honestly, at this point, I don't even know.
That was a great one.
Oh, dude, I had something about Caesar. Oh, Caesar, so me and Caesar, every time Caesar works for me, he'll work with me like two or three times a week, depending on how much Mom needs him. Yeah. Mom, boy, I texted Mom about like, I was like, "I need Caesar for about 30 minutes on a specific day." The conversation I had with Mom wanted me to yank every single bit of hair I have out of my head.
What was she doing?
I mean, it's just like back and forth. And I'm like, I don't even know what day I have Caesar at this point because Mom's confusing me so much.
Yeah, Mom and Dad need to start preparing themselves to lose Caesar.
No, I think Caesar will hang around just because of me.
Me I'm saying they boys. Need to lose him from doing their work. Oh, yeah,
he's a Chisel Mill employee, and they're using him as, like, a mover. He needs to move up in the world. Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Caesar, like, you don't want Caesar to think all he's good for is moving Bully's furniture out of his house.
Nah, Caesar's going to be a great builder.
Caesar's going to be beast. Yeah, I need Caesar by my side. But me and Caesar were listening to a couple of Hispanic songs when he was there, and... Like, we would just put on, and then I listened to, like, 8 Hispanic lessons with Caesar in the car.
I bet that's so annoying.
And he was like,
For Caesar.
He hated the lessons. Yeah. He absolutely
Imagine
hated the lessons.
Listening to an English lesson in the car riding around with someone.
And the. Yeah, but I was mad annoyed when we turned on the music because Caesar would, like, tell me the translations of the words, but I couldn't even hear the words because he was telling me the translations of the last line.
Yeah.
So you would just tell me the English version. I didn't know what the hell the Spanish version was.
No, I think you have to be immersed in the Spanish version.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
But maybe you need to immerse yourself in Spanish TV.
Yeah.
So then you get the action to go along with the words.
Watch like, anime in
oh,
Spanish.
Oh, wow, they're friends. Oh, shit, no, he just killed that man.
Whoa. But sometimes Caesar will tell, like, a sentence in Spanish to a guy he's on the phone with, and he's like, what did I just say? And I'd say, the white guy's pissed. And he said, dang, you're dangerous.
He said that?
He said, you're a dangerous individual.
Did he say that? Yeah, the white guy was like, pissed?
Whatever. Yo, it's still like gringo. It's pissed. Yeah, but I mean, I live for Caesar's Beast. Anyway, so with House of the Dragon, how shitty would it be to have your character that you are in House of the Dragons? Who you make a good Aegon. I think you'd be a good Aegon.
It's a guy and that's in the freaking
bedridden
bed?
Yeah, broken knee.
And so that makes you Aemond?
How shitty would it be? Because you have, like, Aegon especially has about 6 hours of freaking makeup and stuff to do to get his burns right.
And then he has a shitty part now.
I think he steps up.
I think it's the only thing that can save the show, in fact. Because I think all the characters suck. I think, you know what the problem is, and I mentioned it before, all the characters suck.
Yeah.
But, like, there's...
My top 10, we did a top 10 of House of the Dragon. Terrible.
Yeah. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
But here's the thing about the characters. There's no one, like, Jon Snow was beast because he was just, like, super moral. Why don't they just bring one of those characters back?
No moral.
No morals anymore. Secondly, Joffrey was a beast character because he was so evil.
Yes.
They don't even have an evil person. I don't know who to root for. Like,
they had the, like, Viserys and Littlefinger with the cripple guy, but
he
clubfoot
guy sucks.
He sucks.
Aemon is, like, kind of bad. Like, he did that really bad thing to his
Aemon,
brother.
Aemon, I kind of legit respect, but I don't even like him.
I wish he would go more evil.
Yes!
And, like, show more evil shit.
Show some qualms.
He should have made his sister, like, get on the dragon.
Yeah.
You know, like,
forced her.
You're gonna
be
like,
hey, sorry.
He, like, walked out. That was, Joffrey would have shot her in the kneecap.
No!
Yeah.
Put an arrow in her freaking knee and drag her to that freaking beast she has.
Either give me someone to love or give me someone to hate. Game of Thrones gave me several of those characters.
I love and hate so many characters on Game of Thrones. And I'm not one of those freaking weirdos that's like, I'm going to burn your house down, Joffrey, if you kill Sansa. What psychopaths.
Oh, yeah, when they see him in real life and they're like, man, you suck.
Yeah. Like, I would be like, hey, dude, you did a killer job at Joffrey.
Yeah.
Like, you did a really good job.
But they have several characters. Ned Stark, lovable character.
Lovable.
Jon Snow, lovable character. Even some of their other Starks.
The Hound.
Hound.
Then you love him.
Lovable guy.
They had, like, people that, like...
Cersei, one of the most hated characters.
You called her Cersei? I call her Cersei.
And didn't we just say the same thing?
You said Cersei.
And you said...
Cersei.
And I said...
Cersei. The people on the the people on the microphone will hear the difference.
You said Z-E-R-C-I.
Cersei,
and I said Cersei.
You're an idiot. All right, anyways, let's do our draft.
All right. You want to go first?
Yep, draft of, is this season one and season two?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do first pick overall, Viserys. I respect the hell out of that man.
Especially after season two,
yeah.
I like him more now.
I respect the hell out of that man.
I like that guy. He was
a
likable guy.
He's a good actor. I think he's a good actor. I wish they didn't do that to him.
Yeah, but his face melt was kind of fun.
Yeah,
well, it happened. I didn't realize the next season was going to suck.
Yeah.
But when you would see him each episode, you'd be like, holy
oh
shit!
My God!
Your face is melting even more!
Who's bathing this dude in a vat of acid?
Yeah. I'll go young Rhaenyra.
Millie Alcock.
What's her name?
That's her name, Millie Alcock. I was going to make a joke about
it. Oh, God. I thought she was not Alcock. Kind of like that new character. That girl's
That's
all cock.
I'm going to go Daemon Targaryen.
Yeah. Bit of a spitball here. I'm going to go Adam of Hole.
Ooh, that's a terrible one.
I like that guy.
That's a terrible one. He's my number 9.
Oh.
Here's my next one. Cregan Stark. You saw him for five minutes on the wall, and he is the best character in all of House of the Dragons.
He seemed like a badass.
He was a total badass. He was literally... All I want to see is what the Starks and Baratheons are doing at this point.
Where was Baratheon? They have one of them?
No, Hudson's a total Baratheon, though, isn't he?
Yeah, or a... Tully.
Or a freaking wildling. That's the only place you see gingers.
I'm never changing a pod... Based on Hudson.
Oh, what a chotch. We were finally about to get back to Mondays.
Yeah.
And he texted me today and said, can't make this one either.
Yeah, yeah, screw him. We're going to move to the office.
We're moving to the office.
I'm going to go Aegon. I got faith in him.
Shit.
I like
him
here.
That was my next pick.
I like him here. I liked him a little bit.
All right, I'm going to go Princess Rhaenys. R.I.P. She had a good scene. She was the best battler in all of the group. She was beast.
I'm going to go Hugh Hammer.
Hell yeah.
That's a great name. Right there.
He's
Thor.
Beast.
He got the big dragon.
All right. I'm going to go the Eric brothers.
Oh, great pick. Kind of forgot about the Erics. They were pretty good.
Yeah.
They shouldn't
have
died.
You can't pick one or the other because you don't even know which one it is. So yeah. I get both of them.
You can have them both. I'll go Aemond.
And I'll go Ulf.
Oh, I hate Ulf.
He's such a bitch.
Why did he... I thought he was going to be a funny character. They turned him into such a chotch in the last episode.
I think Hugh Hammer's about to turn to a total chotch.
Total chotch?
I think his family's probably going to die, and he's going to get power hungry and then just go crazy.
And do what?
Murder a lot of people.
No. Hugh Hammer is going to fight for the queen. She gave him a dragon.
You know what I think?
What?
And what I've read?
Oh, no.
Switches sides.
Hugh Hammer switches sides?
That's what I've heard.
At a time like this, we
rumor
gave you
around
a freaking
town, switches sides.
Honestly, some guys have to switch sides.
Yeah, it's getting a little unfair right now.
I think
they have Vhagar.
Vhagar looks like a nutsack.
Vhagar sucks. He looks like a freaking chicken.
He's OP.
Like, he's got his freaking neck sags too much. And also, like, the one that Hugh Hammer has... Looks like a badass dragon, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. And it's very similar size to Vhagar. Vhagar looks like a giant bitch.
Why would Hugh Hammer switch sides?
I don't know. But that's...
Do you know who wins this whole thing? Aegon. Now that But then who's going to be who's going to be next in line?
I know who dies.
He told us that his dick exploded.
Yeah, the dragonfire singed off his... Yeah. And that was like one of his favorite things.
He pees down
his
leg
now.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't want to just
Aemon
call it quits.
Sick F.
Aemon's chotch. I wish he would go more goblin.
Yeah, I wish he would be more chotch.
Yeah,
he's just this little conniving bitch.
And he's not even that cool.
He makes these weird faces all the time. Every time he's got a close up on camera, it pisses me off.
They say he's a good fighter. We've never even seen him fight.
We've seen something, but like...
We need to see some, like, freaking... He goes and kills some beast.
I know who kills him.
Daemon.
It's up in the air.
It's gotta be. You just said you knew.
It's up in the air.
His mom. Allison is a total bitch. Terrible character.
Allison, and then they made her go to Dragonstone... Which, how the hell does that even happen?
Did you realize how close those places were?
Yeah, I mean,
they flew
like,
that
they
dragon,
talked
like,
about
whoa!
It.
We talked about it?
No, I mean, like, they talked about it in the show.
Yeah, they send little boats over there. They just push them across.
Yeah.
Freaking dragon their ass!
I know, especially now. Once you got all of those riders, the next day you should have gone to King's Landing... Burnt that shit to ash. I don't even care. Everyone's like, I don't want to rule over ashes. I want to rule over a kingdom.
Yeah, I want to have a cool kingdom.
If you had a house and a dragon, what would their names be?
Wow, this is on the spot, especially when dragons are kind of hard to name. You want to go first?
Sure.
Are you coming up with a brand new house?
Yes.
Okay, what's it called?
My house would be called Dragonair.
Dragonair?
That'd be my last name. Dragonair.
Welcome to Dragon Air. Would you like peanuts or cookies?
Why would that be the two options? Oh,
it sounds like an airplane.
Yeah, but you never. It's peanuts or pretzels.
They have cookies.
Never offer you
the little ginger things.
Bisquicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. And then my dragon's name would be Baylock.
Baylock. That's from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Shit.
I think it means friend.
Oh.
Isn't that... it's Elvish for friend.
Oh, okay.
What's Elvish for friend? Baylock. And it opens the door.
Yeah. So
that's a great name.
Yeah.
What's that other guy's name?
Freaking nerd.
You should watch the Rings of Pow.
Why, so I'd be a bitch like you?
So we can watch Rings of Pow season 2.
Yeah, we can do that. I'll watch it.
What's the,
Baylock. I'll talk Hudson into it. They'd be like, man, I want to watch this nerdy Lord of the Rings shit.
Say, Hudson, nobody likes it. So
he is binging Game of Thrones like nobody I've ever seen before. And all along the way, he's like, oh, man, I don't even like it that much. Like, I could stop watching if I wanted to. It's so cool.
What's the guy with the fire whip that kills Gandalf?
Oh,
what is that thing? Nazgul.
That's what its name is?
No, I think those are the things that fly around, but that's a good name for a dragon, too. Guy that kills Gandalf.
Think of your Balrog.
Balrog.
That's going to be yours?
Balrog.
It's funny that we both picked
dragon names. I didn't know where to go.
Yeah, I like my name better. What is it, Baylock?
Yeah, something like that.
Baylock. Yeah. It's super beast when Gandalf says it.
Yeah, that's a great name.
All right, let's do our draft. So first we have to decide.
Okay, so I am confused. I didn't prepare.
That's fine. Supposed to? I don't think you really need to. Okay, okay. So I'm going to create this game, and then we're going to play it. I don't want to be mean to any of our family members.
Well, I didn't think we could draft him. Then someone gets picked last.
Huh? Pick what? A kid last. They won't even know.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not listening to this shit. I'm gonna keep it very nice and cordial with the way that I draft them.
Uh-huh.
But so here's the way it's gonna work. We're gonna split up 3 and 3, the original knights.
Yeah.
The OG 6.
Mm-hmm.
I think I already know how it's split up.
Do we automatically get ourselves?
Huh?
Do we automatically get ourselves?
No shit.
Okay, you're well, you said we were going to draft the original 6. Now we're down to 4.
You're on your team.
I am my team.
You are your team. So here's how I think we should split it up.
I'm team the Knightians.
I'm team black. You're team green.
Why do I get green?
Because I'm more team black.
Okay.
I'm more Damon than you are.
Yeah, because just like the team leader of black.
I'm a rebel, baby.
Just like the team
leader. I'm a rebel, baby.
Just like the team leader of black. You're gay.
What? I'm Damon, not freaking Rhaenyra.
Oh, he just bent the knee.
And Rhaenyra likes chicks just like I do, you idiot. She was
let's just say
scissoring
you both
in episode
swing
7.
For the other team.
All right, so I think I'm team black, and it's me, mom, and Addy versus team green.
Me, dad, and Caitlin.
Yeah.
That's fine, but why
I think
did you
that's
just,
the teams.
But why did you just, based off looks, we all look alike?
Yeah. That's how I was going off of it.
Yeah. But, okay, I thought we were supposed to draft a team.
No, I'm just, like, we had to split up our three
houses. If you had first pick, who are you picking?
Of the OG6?
All of them.
Oh, well, no, but we had to split up our teams.
Yeah, but if you had first pick in the draft.
I'm going to go with my boy, Jack McClane. Oh, wait, so pause first. Pause before I do that. My pick is still the same. You have 3 dragon riders, and the rest are just nobility.
Yeah,
so you have to pick 3 specific dragon riders.
Okay, but secondly, why you think Jack's slow on foot?
No, Jack's one of my dragon riders. He's got his license.
Because
he's ready.
He's slow on foot.
Yeah, he's club footed as hell.
I meant if the board was clear and you had first pick of a draft of everyone.
Yeah.
Who would you pick? Still Jack? The family's on the OG six are on the board.
Maybe. I don't want any adults.
Yeah, too old.
Yeah, I don't want anyone messing up my claim. Especially not you. I wouldn't draft you.
I'll take Matt. Bitch.
Matt McClain?
He looks like he's pretty jacked.
Matt's always been jacked.
Over the past couple of years. He got jacked
recently. Yeah. Once he started working those real estate.
If I'm
going to
be bald, I better have muscles.
Once Matt started working those real estate hours, which is just bother Zach on the weekends.
Yeah, you're such a bitch about that, too.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm not supposed to work 7 days a week.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. Those are rules. I'm going to report you.
I'm going to report
you to someone.
Here's my special HR bucket.
I was also making a joke. John sent me something on Sunday that his wife, Taylor, sent.
I said, because you're so mean that she's scared of you.
She sent it to me first. I was kidding. And Dad says that shit when he asks me to do something for him. I'm like, dude, just don't make fun of my goatee and we'll all be good.
Yeah, Dad's like, you mind asking your brother if he can help us move too? And I'm like,
I can't look at his nasty goatee. All right, so anyways, you got Matt.
Yeah, I'll go Matt.
All right, so is he a dragon rider or is he just a nobility?
Can I wait till I see my team?
No, you have to pick off of it. And I'm going to pick my three dragon riders first.
So the... What are the options?
Dragon Rider or Nobility.
So Nobility sits around the table?
Correct.
It's not Dragon Rider or like
foot
soldier.
It's a Lannister. You know, like somebody who's...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's a Dragon Rider. I need him
dragon
out of the
field. Rider? Okay. With my second pick in the draft, the biggest psychopath in our family...
Finn?
...needs a dragon.
Nova?
Nova Scotia. There's no way Nova is getting off of my team without a dragon.
Yeah. I'll go Taylor. And she's also, one time we played paintball and she was the best one out there. So I'll put her on a dragon.
Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it myself. Not much of a dragon rider in my eyes.
I wasn't going to take her first. I had to get Matt's muscles.
With my first pick in nobility.
I thought you said you were going three dragon riders first.
No, I changed my mind. I'm going to pick first of her name, Louise.
Oh, you bastard.
My first name, I'm going to raise her right. Over here on Team Black.
I was hoping to get a late round.
No, I wanted her quick.
I really thought I could get her.
She's nobility over on Team Black.
I wonder if Taylor's on here. She must not be.
Louise is John's daughter.
That's tough. You know, I'm gonna. So I got two dragon riders.
Yeah, I put Jack and Nova on her dragon.
I'm actually gonna go 3 for 3 with all the in-laws and take Andrew. Sit him at the table. Strategist.
Okay. I didn't want to pick Andrew. And he's on my team.
Keeper of coin.
Keeper of coin? He'd be a good keeper of coin. Wait, you put him nobility or dragon rider?
He's nobility.
Nobility. He's not no dragon, dragon rider.
No.
No, sir.
No, sir. Rebound.
Now, I have two people in mind for my dragon riders. The McClanes. Those savages, they definitely have dragon rider built children.
Uh-huh.
And I either want the firstborn son, but since I'm second born son, I'm going to do final dragon rider, Rhodes Moody.
Great pick.
Rhodes Moody.
He's jacked.
My third dragon rider. It's going to be a beast. And I don't want any first sons mucking up my...
Yeah.
Because I'm running it.
If they're riding on a dragon, they might take a claim.
I have a dragon. We both have dragons.
Yeah.
The biggest ones. The biggest.
And then, so this is the last pick, or are we drafting everyone?
No. You. Yeah, we got to draft everybody.
Okay. Then I'm going to certainly take Finn. Rider.
Yeah,
he's Finn's big into wrestling right now. He's a dragon rider.
Finn's looking tall.
Yeah, yeah, he's looking
Finn's making me think that he's going to be taller than me with all of his...
With all due respect.
Yeah, with his heritage behind him.
Yeah, and he's missing a tooth and he wrestles.
That kid is tough.
That kid's tough.
That kid eats grass for breakfast and makes ants decompose snakes'
Tommy
skeletons. What
yeah,
a psychopath.
He freaking speaks to snakes.
Yeah, what a psychopath that kid is. He's a great dragon rider. All right, so you have all three of your dragon riders?
Yeah.
I've got Nova.
I got Matt.
It's going to be a loose cannon. She'll have the biggest dragon rider. She'll be the biggest
Matt,
dragon of
Taylor,
all
Taylor, and Finn.
Oh, well, you've got us in the first 10 years, but I got you beat in the end. I got Jack McClane. Nova McClane, Rhodes Moody.
Nice.
Yeah. Tough. All right, so now we got a draft nobility.
I already have Andrew, and you already have Louise.
Okay, so
she's
on
smart.
Are you up? No, you just did
Finn. I just got Finn.
All right, so same, similar reason for Andrew. I'm going to do Forrest Moody, Keeper of Coin.
Great idea.
He's going to be a very
Keeper
smart boy.
Of coin.
He's going to be a very smart boy. Forrest Moody, Keeper of Coin.
I'll take Elsie off the board.
Elsie?
Queen of Dragons.
Yep, she could be whatever. Yeah, Elsie is definitely like a high power political thing.
Yeah, for sure.
She's not a dragon rider.
Not a dragon rider. But she kind of looks, she has the hair for it.
Yeah.
Great
she's,
hair.
She's like the only one that has the hair for it. Okay, so who do we have left?
Are we down
Emmett?
To one?
Is it just Emmett?
It might be.
And he's the youngest, so I think we did this very appropriately.
No, that's fair.
Yeah,
but I would have loved to have Emmett on my team because he's got a big noggin. I bet he's gonna be a genius too.
All right, I'm gonna do.
He's gonna be great.
I'm gonna do Emmett as my head liaison whisperer.
the whisperer.
He's gonna be the one giving me all my facts. He's gonna be like, "Hey, listen."
Is that everyone?
Yeah. So I have for Addy, Rhodes, Emmett. I had to keep Addy and Andrew away. That was.
You have all the Moodies.
No, I don't have. Oh,
have
I have Forrest,
boys.
Keeper of Coon.
Yeah.
Keeper of Coon. Keeper of Coin. Yeah, I have all the Moodies besides Andrew.
Yeah, the
I can't
original
have
Keeper
Addy
of Coin.
Raising four boys when she's trying to lead a nation. And then I got Nova, psychopath.
So are the original ones, are they dragon riders or are they. Are they nobility?
We'll say we're all dragon riders. I want a dragon. Yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
I think it worked out. I think we have strong teams.
I can't
teams.
Believe you did me like that with Louise.
Yeah, I had to. Oh, yeah, I have Louise. For some reason, I don't know what she's going to do. Mm. She doesn't have much of a personality yet besides Minnie Mouse.
She's going to be really smart.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what mom and dad
You're
said about
You're
going to
love having her on your council. She's probably going to be the death of us.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's tough. Sorry, pal. Your daughter was your own demise. The second you drafted Taylor, I knew I had to take Louise from him.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, so...
Oh, Zach, I remember the other day when I was laughing and I said, oh, I gotta save it for the pod?
Yeah.
I got it right here.
Better be mad funny.
So, the only thing I use the email for, our pod email, is for posting the pod.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Or I use it for the Google Drive, and I use it for sending pictures and stuff of the pod. So look at this email I got. This is from a guy named Steve Nguyen.
Why does Nguyen sound so familiar?
Sounded familiar to me, too. But yeah. I don't know why. The title is Greg Allen Martin, District Attorney to Actor. Star of the upcoming family-friendly and faith-based series, Shadrach.
Shadrach.
Hey, John and Zach Knight team. The insights from your latest review on HBO's House of the Dragon Season 2 were spot on. Your comparison between... Your comparison between the complexities of Dragon and the grandeur of Game of Thrones really got me thinking.
Holy shit.
This guy didn't listen.
Grandeur. We've never been grandeur a day in our life.
I'm excited to introduce you to Greg Allen Martin, who brings a similar depth to his roles. Greg, soon to be seen as a rugged rancher in the upcoming Sony Affirm original series Shadrach, has an impressive range from playing Jed in Ozark opposite Jason Bateman to an irascible cancer patient in Rebel with Katie Seagal. His versatility is undeniable.
Obviously.
I believe he would be a perfect guest for movie night.
Especially, please! What?
Especially considering your focus on detailed character analysis and impact... and impactful storytelling. Would you be interested in having Greg on your show?
Absolutely.
Best, Steve Nguyen. I bet that Steve Nguyen is really bad at his job. And he's like, oh, I got to get him on some pods. And he just like looked up some movie pods. He was like, oh, here's these guys.
Yeah.
It's like, he didn't listen to our pods.
It kind of seemed like he listened. There was some stuff that made
sense. It did seem like shit that we did. So I replied, hey, Steve, that'd be great. When would Mr. Martin like to come on?
Nice.
And Steve hit me up on Wednesday.
Never.
Thank you for the prompt reply.
Oh.
It wasn't prompt at all. It was 14 days later. Maybe Steve is
being Thanks for the prompt reply.
Do you guys usually have guests on? Where are you guys located? Do you prefer remote interviews? Zoom? StreamYard? Restroom?
Restroom.
Is that the name of an app, or is he saying do we pod from the restroom?
Toilets.
Yeah.
So no, we don't really know Zoom yet.
Oh, look this guy up. He's a real actor.
Yeah.
He's a background guy, for sure.
He'll be there. But he'll be on the pod.
He was talking to Jason Bateman for like 2 minutes in Ozark.
Yeah.
He's kind of like the groundskeeper.
Keeper of the keys. We all need those.
But I thought that was classic.
All right, well, I have nothing else.
How are we going to have this guy on the pod?
He's an
old man.
Old man.
I'm not inviting him here.
Hell, he knows Zoom just as worse as we do.
Well, Steve Nguyen will set it up for
you. Hear us? Do you hear me? Do you hear us, Steve?
Steve, if you're listening to this pod, I'm sure you're great at your job. Man, we'd love to have him on.
Yeah, it'd be great.
And it would be great for him and his career. Take it off.
He'd have about 19 new followers.
He'd have a fan of me. I'd be rooting for him.
If he was on our podcast, I would be like, get Greg this Allen guy Martin. To movie.
Yeah, this guy should go
How
big.
Old is he?
He looks like he's like 70.
Oof.
He might
70 ain't bad.
He might not be on the come up. But he could get like a really cool old role.
Yeah. I mean, Grandmeisters are out there.
You know what they should do in this show? I guess the story's already written. But, like, another time skip and everyone turned really old.
Yeah, that'd be sick. But they're going to die before they turn really old.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm done. You done?
No, that was great. I'm done.
Yeah. So you're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Well, I'll say no. All right.
No, yeah.